it's NATO that wants to pick a fight with the Russians. And the reason is the Russians are winning on the battlefield. The Europeans are desperate, and they're doing everything they can to ginny up public support and to ginny up support in the United States, especially with President Trump, to get tough with the Russians. That's what's going on here. But the problem is, even if you want to get tough with the Russians, this gets back to our earlier conversation, what are you going to do? There's just no option here. The West is out of bullets. Sending Tomahawks is not going to solve the problem any more than sending ATACMs way back when solved the problem. Or before that, sending HIMARS solved the problem. There's no magic bullet. The Russians are going to win. This is going to be a humiliating defeat for NATO. It's going to be a humiliating defeat for these NATO or European leaders who we see paraded about every day. And they don't want that to happen. So they're desperate. And this is what we get. But it just doesn't add up to much.
So let me ask your opinion here. One of the things, there's a couple of things that are feeding into some of this increasing, in my view, boisterous talk from a number of European partners. And I think it's two parts, and I'd like your answer or discussion on both. The first one is that they see this rebuild and rearm Europe program. And they say that by 2029, they will have $800 billion invested, that they will be producing a lot more, that their industrial capacity will be larger, et cetera. First of all, let me ask, do you think that that is an achievable goal, that by 2029, so 4 years from now, basically by the start of 2030, that Europe will be in a place where it could actually fight and sustain a war with Russia if it came to it?
I don't think so. I think if you look at the state of the economies in places like Britain, France, and Germany, the biggest three economies in Europe, they are in deep trouble. And these are countries that are committed to significant amounts of welfare spending. And the idea that you're going to stop spending on welfare, especially given these hard economic times, and you're going to take that money and you're going to spend it on the military to deal with what is, Danny, largely an imaginary threat. I mean, the idea that Russia has this powerful army that is poised to move into Eastern Europe and then into Central Europe and maybe even Western Europe, that it has the capability to do that. And moreover, its leaders have the intention to do that is simply not true. It's a ludicrous argument. We've watched the Russian army struggle since 2022 to conquer the eastern one-fifth of Ukraine. Does this look like an army that has the capability to conquer all of Ukraine?
The second part of what I want to talk about in a second, because I've got an interesting observation from someone who was on our show yesterday. But before I get that, in sticking with this first here, this four-year period here, and whether or not they can actually physically accomplish that, to what extent, from your observations here, are shifting domestic political winds blowing in various European countries? I mean, we already have Slovakia and Hungary are definitely not for any kind of war with Russia. They want to get back to normalizations. But now then here we have Czech Republic just had an election, and they're now moving more in a direction towards accommodation and definitely not towards antagonism toward Russia. To what extent do you see that happen with any of the other countries, and can they maintain the cohesion that relatively they have now to even keep going down this path to where people would be willing to have their funds diverted from any kind of social programs to ramping up and getting ready for a war with Russia?
Well, it's very hard to tell exactly what's going to happen in any one of these countries. But if you take France, it's hard to believe that Macron is going to survive. And if a government of the left or a government of the right comes in, there's almost no question that that government, be it left or right, will be less enthusiastic about supporting Ukraine than the Macron government is. Then there's the simple question of whether any government in France can continue to support Ukraine in ways that keeps it afloat in this fight with the Russians. You want to remember that even when the United States was in the fight under Joe Biden, the Russians were still winning and Ukraine was losing. Well, now we're in a situation where you're taking the Americans largely out of the equation. So the question is, you know, can the Europeans up the ante? We're not just talking about continuing what they've been doing since 2022. We're talking about upping the ante to compensate for what, you know, is going to be missing because the United States is in good part walking away. And I think that means the strains on the economies in Germany, France, and Britain will be greater than ever. And this is all at a time when those economies are crumbling, maybe too strong a word, but are in deep struggling. Trouble. Yeah, struggling. So I think even if Macron were able to stay in power, there'd be limits to what he could do. I'd be shocked if, you know, over the next, let's say, 5 years, that Germany builds a really powerful army that's capable of going head to head with the Russians. But furthermore, it's not going to have to go head to head with the Russians because the Russians are not interested in going head to head with the German army.
Now, the second half of the reason why I think you see it a lot, at least some in Europe, want to get a little bit more feisty with Russia is because what you mentioned a second ago. They look at that and they see, you may recall Macron about a month or so ago mocked the Russians, said, you've only taken 1% of the territory in the last 2 years. Yeah, you've caused a lot of Ukrainian casualties, but still, that's as far as you've been able to get there. And the idea is that they've only gone that much because that's all they can do. Well, there is a growing number of complaints inside of Russia, ironically, that are pro on the Putin side that are starting to get more aggravated at Putin because of his go slow process and his risk averse actions on the front line, which gives motivation to the European side to get some confidence from it. Whereas they say, if you press the metal to, or the pedal to the metal, you could win this in a lot faster. Here is Gilbert Doctorow yesterday on our show, making a pretty interesting claim.
You have to go out 4 years. This bridging loan, which the Europeans want to give to Ukraine, is to keep the Ukrainians in play for 3 years, for 4 years. They are spending now hundreds of billions of euros to build up Europe's military production. Germany is a leader in this with a 1 trillion euro debt that it's taking out mostly for the purpose of building out its armed forces and for, as Mr. Metz said openly, to make Germany the biggest defender, he calls it, in Western Europe. That will be ready for 2029. Merz has said the Russians will attack in 2029. He means that he will attack Russia in 2029. And if he builds out the army as he plans, Europe could just win. This is not my opinion. Experts on Russian state television are saying that German industry should not be disparaged. The situation that Europe is looking at is a 4-year perspective.
So what do you make of that? And by the way, he also in that same interview said that he thinks that from the Russian state television and from other people that he talks to on the Russian side, that they say that you could come close to winning this war in a big fait accompli if you would use your arrest sticks and decapitate the government, the leaders, et cetera, with no one could, you know, help out from all that. What do you make of this claim that he thinks that it's actually the Europeans who want to go to war with Russia by 2029?
Well, the two issues here, does the German buildup or the European buildup affect events in Ukraine? That's one issue. And then the question you were asking is, did the Germans or the Europeans want to go to war against Russia? So let's take those questions in reverse order. I find it hard to imagine that anyone would seriously argue that Germany is going to build its army up to the point where it can start World War III with Russia. I mean, is this really a serious argument? Why would they do that? The Russians are interested in conquering the eastern portion of Ukraine, maybe 20-25%, maybe 30-35%. Who knows for sure how much they'll end up with? But they're not going to conquer all of Ukraine, right? And the Russians are not going to be looking for a fight. So why would the Germans start a fight with the Russians? This just makes no sense at all. We're talking about a country that has nuclear weapons, lots of nuclear weapons. We're talking about a country that has probably the most formidable conventional army on the planet at this point in time. The Russians have been at war since 2022. According to my calculations, that's over 3.5 years. That army has improved significantly over time. Do the Germans really want to put together an army and march on Moscow? I think it's a ludicrous argument. So the Germans, even if they build up this army, which I have doubts about, are not going to pick a fight with the Russians, and the Russians are not going to pick a fight with them. So this is not going to happen. Then the question is, if the Germans get really serious about building up the defense capabilities, is this going to have any effect on the war in Ukraine? And the answer is no. What the Ukrainians need are troops. They need soldiers. They're running out of people up on the front lines. They need weaponry. They need more artillery. They need more drones. They need glide bombs of their own. They need an air force. They need Patriot missiles. Can the West provide manpower for them? No, not at all. Can it provide a sufficient amount of weaponry to allow them to stop the Russians? No. I mean, we've watched what's happened even when the Americans were in the fight. And as I was saying before, the Americans are not in the fight. So you can have a German buildup, and it's just not going to matter.